Welcome to the Cal Talks podcast series. I'm Kelly Kluke from the studios of Coyote Radio and Advertising in the College of Arts and Letters on the campus of California State University, San Bernardino. We are a dynamic and caring community of students, faculty, and staff members united by a passion for the arts and humanities. Our college inspires students and prepares them for the rapidly changing cultural and employment environment of the 21st century. Our classes are taught by faculty who are experts in their fields, providing students with tools for success in a world that values written and oral communication skills, analysis, critical thinking, and creativity. Let's get started. This is going to be a fun one today with Communication Studies Department lecturer Penny Drake Green. And welcome, Penny.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Give us your background about how many years you've been doing this job here at CSUSB.
Oh my goodness, that goes way back. Probably almost 30 years, about 1995.
So let's go into where you were born, where did you grow up, and what was that like?
So I am a homegrown San Bernardino girl. I grew up in Redlands, but I was born in San Bernardino, lived here all my life. Did take a little bit of a break and went on a little jaunt around the states of California and some other states and did a little bit of traveling with the carnival, but that's a whole nother story. And grew up in Redlands, though, went to Redlands High School and then came back and went to college, went to Valley College and went to Cal State San Bernardino and got my master's degree here.
If you could pick a memory from growing up in Redlands, what comes to mind first?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you probably know because you're around that area also, but the old rock and roll radio station, KCAL, is one of the big things. And we had gatherings, should I say gatherings out in the wash there. We had fun. We had parties and all kinds of stuff. And it was just a fun time growing up back then.
Slinging vinyl records into the wash.
Yes.
Things like that. At what point did you gravitate towards communication studies? Was it junior high, high school?
It was more for me when I got to college. I went to Valley College and I had no idea what I wanted to do. And I started taking classes and somebody said, hey, you have a kind of unusual voice. Have you ever thought of radio? And then I found out Valley College had a whole radio program and I took a radio class at Valley College and I was hooked. And that was it. After that, it was all said and done. And I just knew communication studies. I found my home there. So.
Did you attend college straight out of high school?
I did not. I ran around a lot and had some good times and some fun. And then I went back. I went back much later, but I think I was a very much better student for going back later. I was ready to settle down and get my degree and do what I needed to do to get the job done.
Do you want to talk about what you did between high school and college?
Well, like I said, I ran away for a little while. I wasn't really running away because I was 18. I was of age, but no one in the family kind of knew that I was going to go. And I took off and I worked at the carnival for about 5 years. I worked with the carnival and traveled around California and New Mexico, Texas. We went quite a lot of different places. And I worked on the road for about 5 years. So taught me a lot about life and making money and living on your own and doing things you needed to do to get the job done. So,
what was your education path?
Well, when I was in high school, I was more into going to concerts and having fun. So I found myself failing U.S. history, and I did not want to take summer school. So at the same time, I think Cal Jam or one of the big concerts was going on, and there was a test that you could take to get out of school early, and it was the California High School Proficiency Test. And it was on the same day as one of the huge concerts that I wanted to go to. But I thought, I don't want to go to summer school, so I need to take this test and hopefully pass it because I'm going to miss one of the big concerts in my life. And I passed that test. So I got out of school early. I got out in about 11th grade. I didn't go back. After I passed, I thought, what the heck? I'm not going back. So then I just had little jobs here and there. And then I took off with the carnival. And then I came back after the carnival and I decided that's when I thought I need to do something. I need to have a career path. And I decided to go to school. And that's when I went to Valley College.
And how did you land at Cal State going to school?
Well, after Valley College, that was kind of the natural thing. I did take a year off after Valley, and I worked a little bit in radio, and I decided that I wanted to go back and get my degree. I'd already signed up to go back, and I just kind of took some time off. And then I went back one day, and they said, hey, your student aid is still here. And I said, oh, and I signed up for classes, and the rest is history. I went back, got my BA here at Cal State San Bernardino, and then I transitioned and went back for my master's. Been here ever since.
What was your thesis on for your master's?
My thesis was on classroom education and what the classroom communicated to the student before any verbal communication went on. So I was looking at pictures, the way they decorated, how they set up the classroom, all of that kind of stuff. Nonverbal stuff that communicates to students before any verbal communication comes up.
How did that come about? That's fascinating.
Yeah, it was really interesting because I was really interested in teaching, and I was thinking I was going to teach in the lower grade, so that's where I started doing my research, and so then that just came about from there, and I thought, wow, you know, communication is so big. I mean, you see a stop sign and that communicates. She doesn't even have to say stop on it, but the sign communicates. The red sign communicates something to you with no verbal communication going on. So I thought, let's take this one step further and take it to the classroom and see how they set up the classroom, what the classroom communicates to the students before any verbal.
You just brought me back to elementary school. So, you know, maybe it was my fourth grade teacher when I first walked in, there were things everywhere to look at. And I said, this is a fun place.
Yeah, it communicates to you. It communicates whether the student and some of the classrooms had all of the student art on the wall and other ones were very strict and very little stuff on the wall. Everything was in rows. And yeah. And so it communicates. It communicates something to you. Yeah. I had three people on my advising committee. I had Dr. Dolores Tano, and I had Sam Kroll, and I also had Dr. Gray, and they were all parts of my committee. And two of them were from education, and one was from comm studies. Dolores Tano was my mentor in comm studies.
How did you come about to be the specialist in the art of communication and radio studies as far as running Coyote Radio and being the lecturer here for so long?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I worked in radio for a little while after Valley College, and then I started teaching, and then the lecturer position opened up at the radio station, and I thought, I can teach that class. I've been in radio, and a lot of the professors who had taught the class before had never ever been in radio. And so I said, that's going to be my class. So I got the class finally, and I've been teaching it ever since. So it's kind of come full circle for me. I started in radio, and now I'm actually teaching where I started.
What other courses do you teach here at Cal State?
Right now, I'm teaching a lot of public speaking. I also have a graduate shadow assistant who is learning how to teach public speaking. I've taught all different kinds of courses from interpersonal, upper division interpersonal relationships, how you meet someone, small group. I've taught intercultural communication, all different kinds of courses. But right now, I'm mostly teaching public speaking classes.
Would you say that's your favorite?
I love teaching that one. I've been teaching it so long. It's a scary class for a lot of students, so I try and make it not so scary. And so I think it's a good class to have, and I try and make it fun for them.
I have been in front of large crowds introducing bands and stuff my entire life, and I still get scared. What is the advice you give to your students?
Well, that's never going to go away. Until you feel that that's a non-threatening situation, that's never going to go away. And the adrenaline and the stuff you feel is normal for everybody who goes through it. So you can't really get rid of it until you've been doing it every day all the time to where it's second nature to you. But you can use the adrenaline stuff to work for you rather than against you. So
is there a situation you
get nervous.
I get nervous still all the time. Not so much teaching, but when you put me in front of an audience or I'm supposed to deliver something in front of my colleagues, then it's the same for all of us. But in front of the classroom, not so much anymore. I'm good in front of the classroom.
Let's go into the personal aspect. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of teaching?
Well, I'm a huge movie buff. I love to go to the movies. I haven't had a lot of time to do that lately. I have a little puppy. I love my little puppy. She's a pain, but I love her anyway. So I like to take her. I like to hang out with my family and friends and just go. If I get a weekend off, I go see my nieces and nephew and hang out with them and just kind of stuff like that. Family. I used to go to the beach all the time. I haven't been in a long time, but I love the beach. My mom has a house down in San Marcos, so we'd go stay and go to the beach. So there's a lot of different stuff I like doing. And my family love to ride motorcycles. So I go on motorcycle. I drive the truck. I don't do the bike anymore, but I drive the truck, the chase truck, and we go all over the country and see neat places on the motorcycles.
On movies, top of your head, name some of your favorites.
I love Gladiator. I love The Count of Monte Cristo. I like some of the old favorite ones like The Notebook and all of those kind of romantic comedies, all of those kind of stuff. But I like just about any kind of movies. I love to see them. I think the most recent one that I went to go see Dune, the second part of Dune. That one was really good. So I like all across the spectrum. I'm a huge Marvel fan. All of the Marvel comics, I go see all of those. And I like sci-fis. I'm across the board on all kinds of movies.
Okay, now I got to ask you, what streaming services do you have then?
I have a ton of them, yeah. Prime, I have Netflix, Prime, Disney. Yeah, I have them all.
You have to. All right, being in radio, you've got to love music.
Of course.
What are some of your favorite bands?
Well, geez, I can't really pick them. But, you know, I'm an old classic rock and roll girl. So I like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, all of that. But now, right now, in my car, I'm listening to a station on a series called Lithium. And it's got the grunge bands from the 80s and 90s. So I was listening to The Cure and I'm listening to Nirvana. And so it goes across the spectrum with me. But I really love the old classics. But I like music in all genres. Genre, so I can't really pinpoint.
Can't go wrong with Led Zeppelin.
I know.
That's
it,
my motto.
I know it.
Let's talk about food. What is your favorite food and why?
Oh, I'm a sushi person. I love sushi. I love fish. I love all kinds of fish, but especially sushi. Sushi is just the go-to. So on any celebration or birthday or whatever, we always find a way to go get some sushi.
Is there a sushi restaurant? And you live here in San Bernardino. I know that. Around here that you go to, or do you buy it at Stater's?
Usually we go up to when it's on Highland Avenue and it's called Miyaga, I think, or Miyaga, I think is the name of it. And it's pretty good because my kids, my nephew and my daughter, I can't eat as much as I used to on all you can eat, but they do serve all you can eat. And if you're a sushi fanatic, that's the way to go, is to do all you can eat. And they have a really good spread down there.
Tell us what you like about living and working in the Inland Empire.
Well, I love my job at Cal State San Bernardino, mostly because I'm around students all day, and students keep you young. So even though, like I said, I've been here for 30 years, I'm old. I feel young when I come to work. I learn new trends. I learn new music. I learn new artists. I learned all kinds of new stuff about technology because the students are on top of it all and they teach me things and I like to learn. And so this is a learning environment. So I think it's very conducive to that. And I just love working here.
One last question. What would you like your students to take away with them from one of your classes? If they were to walk away and say, this is why I left this class.
I hope that they will take a sense of community with them, that not everybody thinks the same. Not everybody is the same. It would be a boring world if we were all the same. But we can agree to disagree and still hang out and be good friends and have a community that we all embrace and we look forward to and see lovely faces and friendly people. So I hope that they take a sense of community with them.
Wonderful. And spoken like a true Aquarian.
Well, thank you for that.
We've been chatting with Penny Drake Green, lecturer in communication studies, part of College of Arts and Letters, and that is the podcast for today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad you could join us for another episode in the Cal Talks podcast series. From Coyote Radio and Advertising in the College of Arts and Letters, I'm Kelly Cloquet on the campus of California State University, San Bernardino.